My name is Anna O'Cailey. I'm a journalist with the Irish Times. I've worked primarily online for the last 13 or 14 years. Our online package for the election is a bit of a departure for us, as in the past we've covered numerous elections and referenda. And however, this time around, it's a much more interactive experience. We're using social media, for instance, on this occasion, whereas in the past our interaction with our readers was limited to polls where they were able to submit comments and then they were published online. This time around, we're planning on running live blogging where readers can submit comments and they're published directly online as they're submitted. We're also planning on a Twitter feed as well where readers can view the latest updates. We're also planning on introducing a lot more video and audio content. And this in its own right is a departure for us. Our readers are a very fluid bunch, really. They're, generally speaking, very up-to-date on changing technologies. They would engage with social media such as Facebook and Twitter and would be very up-to-pace on changes in politics and the latest news. And our readers want to get the latest information, but what they also want from the Irish Times is they want that element of surety that the Irish Times offers and has traditionally offered, whether in print or online, where basically what we publish we know to be fact. It's verifiable truth. Our readers online are very demanding in that sense. They want us to keep up with them in terms of the technologies that they use to access our content, whether it be online or whether it be through the use of audio or video through various different programs and platforms that are available to them. In the media, and in the print media in particular, people have tended to be concerned with just the next day's edition. So you're working to a deadline. Your copy might have to be in by, say, let's say 8 o'clock, for example, or 7 o'clock in the evening. It's then processed, sent to the printers, and it hits the newsstands first thing the following morning. The way things have evolved online, of course, is very different, where the deadline is much more immediate. Readers and users of social media now are expecting up to the minute reporting to reach them as it happens, as quickly as is possible. We have to make sure that our systems are in place that allow us to ensure that the news that we report is accurate and is up to date as well. The same applies again to politicians and those who are at the other side of the table, as it were, many of whom now might be of an older vintage than the users of social media in general, between the ages, I suppose, of 16 and 34. These may be considered to be a demographic which politicians might not traditionally have engaged with in any direct fashion. They are also demographic that are actively engaged online, and they do discuss politics, whether it be through Twitter or through blogs or video or audio blogs or vlogs. And they are actually quite a politicized demographic. So they're engaged. They're expecting their politicians to connect with them through these new platforms that are becoming ubiquitous, the spread of the mobile phone and other means of access.